This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and today we're watching a military airlifter do something it was never built to do. Over the Gironde in southwestern France, a wildfire is burning through the pine forests. And into that fight, France has committed an aircraft you'd normally see hauling troops and armored vehicles, an Airbus A400M Atlas. You're listening to ATIS. Here's what you need to know before we get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Let's start with what actually happened, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. According to AeroTime, France has fitted an A400M with an experimental retardant drop kit and pressed it into service against the Gironde blaze. That word, experimental, is the one to hold on to. This is not a purpose-built firefighting aircraft. This is a strategic transport. A four-engine turboprop with a cargo hold big enough to swallow a helicopter, being adapted on short notice to a mission the French Forestry and Civil Protection Services usually hand to a very different fleet. To understand why that's news, you have to understand what France normally sends to a fire. For decades, the backbone of French aerial firefighting has been the Canadair. Now the de Havilland, CL-415. That's the yellow amphibious scooper. The water bomber that skims a lake or the Mediterranean fills its tanks in a matter of seconds and comes back around to drop. France also flies a fleet of Dash 8 tanker conversions that carry retardant rather than scooping water. Those aircraft are flown by pilots who do nothing else. Low level, high heat, high workload, flying in mountainous or coastal terrain. It is some of the most demanding flying on the planet. So, why reach for an Atlas? Here's the context. The scooper fleet is aging, and it's stretched thin. Fire seasons across southern Europe have gotten longer and more intense, and the demand for tankers now routinely exceeds the supply. When multiple countries are burning at once, everybody is bidding for the same handful of airframes. France has been open about the fact that it needs more capacity, and it needs it faster than a brand new purpose-built tanker fleet can be delivered. The A400M offers one thing in abundance: volume. A CL-415 carries somewhere around 1,400 gallons of water per drop. A retardant-configured Atlas, depending on the kit, is being talked about in the range of 5 to 8 times that in a single pass. When you're trying to lay down a long line of retardant ahead of a fire to slow its advance, that kind of capacity changes the math. This affects you if you've ever wondered how military and civil aviation share hardware in a crisis, because this is a live example of exactly that. Now let me flag something clearly, and I'll tell you when I'm giving you my read versus the reporting. The reporting from AeroTime is that this is a debut, an experimental fit rushed into an active fire. What that tells me as a pilot is that the crews are flying a test article in an operational environment. That is a demanding place to learn an airplane. Firefighting drops are flown low, slow, and heavy into terrain that's often obscured by smoke, with turbulent air rising off the fire itself. Doing that in an aircraft whose drop system is still experimental means the flight test and the mission are happening at the same time. That's not reckless. Militaries and manufacturers do concurrent development under pressure. But it is worth naming for what it is. There's precedent here, and it's worth knowing. The United States has spent years working out how to use large transports as tankers. The Air Force and the Forest Service developed the Modular Airborne Firefighting System, MAFS, a roll-on, roll-off tank and pressurized retardant system that turns a C-130 Hercules into a tanker without permanently modifying the aircraft. When the civilian tanker fleet is maxed out, the National Guard rolls MAFS units into their Hercules fleet and flies fire missions. The idea is proven. Take a big military transport, give it a removable retardant system, and you've surged capacity in days instead of years. What France is doing with the A400M is the same idea scaled up to a bigger, more modern airframe. The Atlas is faster than a Hercules, carries more, and can reload and turn a mission around quickly from a paved runway far from the fire. If the experimental kit proves out, France, and potentially every other A400M operator, gains a firefighting surge capability from aircraft they already own. And that's the strategic piece. Germany, Spain, the United Kingdom, Turkey, and others fly the Atlas. A qualified, certified retardant kit that bolts into an aircraft that's already in a dozen air forces across Europe would be a continent-wide firefighting reserve sitting in hangars that are already staffed and flown. That is a big deal for a Europe that keeps having record fire seasons. Now, let me connect this to why a general aviation pilot should care. Because it's not just an interesting military story. Two things. First, airspace. When a fire like Gironde is burning, the airspace over it becomes some of the most restricted and dangerous flying you will encounter. Firefighting aircraft operate at low altitude, in coordinated patterns, often without the normal separation you'd expect, because they're focused on the drop. Around any major wildfire, expect a temporary flight restriction. In the United States, we call it a TFR, a temporary flight restriction, and fire TFRs exist specifically to keep transient traffic out of the way of tankers and spotter aircraft. France and the broader European system have their own equivalents. The lesson travels. If there's a fire, there is restricted airspace over it, and a firefighting tanker on a drop run cannot maneuver to avoid you. Stay out. Check notices to air missions before you fly anywhere near active fire. Second, the bigger trend. What you're watching in Gironde is aviation infrastructure being stretched by a changing climate and answered with improvisation. Aging scooper fleets, surging demand, and manufacturers pulling experimental hardware forward to fill the gap. Whether it's a strategic airlifter dropping retardant or a converted airliner working the fire line, the pattern is the same. The mission is outrunning the purpose-built fleet, and operators are adapting the aircraft they have. Here's my honest assessment, flagged as opinion. The A400M was sold as a do-everything airlifter, tactical and strategic ramp and runway. Firefighting was not in the original brochure in any serious way. If this Gironde deployment works, it validates the whole premise of that airplane, that a flexible airframe can absorb missions nobody planned for. If it struggles, it's a reminder that firefighting is a specialist discipline and there's no substitute for an aircraft and a crew built for it. Either way, we're going to learn something, and we're going to learn it in real time over a burning forest. Watch for the after-action reporting on this one. The interesting number won't be how much retardant the Atlas carried. It'll be how accurately it laid it down, how the crews handled the low-level environment, and whether the experimental kit held up to repeated drops. That's what tells you if this becomes a program or stays a one-off. That reporting came from AeroTime, with background on the MF's program and the French tanker fleet from the manufacturers and public firefighting records. You can find more at radiohangar.com. Keep an eye on the fire lines this summer. And if you're flying anywhere near one, give the tankers all the room in the sky. Tower signing off.